Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
This episode is brought to you by Vital Farms. Isn't it bullshit to have to question where your food comes from? At Vital Farms, you can trace your pasture-raised eggs all the way back to the source, the pasture. On the side of each pasture-raised carton of eggs, you'll find the name of the farm where your eggs were laid. And when you look the farm up on their website, you'll get a peek at all the sunshine, fresh air, and open space the hens enjoy. Learn more and find out where to buy them at vitalfarms.com. Vital Farms, keeping it bullshit free.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back. You know what, dude, live. Welcome, everybody, to the show. YKWD. I started a social media podcast. The fact. The YKWD podcast.
YKWD's back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up, you're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
Sorry, it's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Robert Kelly. We're back at the studio above the Comedy Cell, Laugh Button Comedy Cell Studios. Stop looking at the camera like you've never done TV before.
I mean, I didn't even know there was a camera over there.
Your mic's not working.
Good. That's not my fault. It's not working.
Everybody, I want to thank all the patreon.com/Robert Kelly ladybugs. I want to say a special shout out to Sarah, who, boss, she died.
No, I wasn't talking about Sarah.
She's dead. Can I fuck? I really feel bad about this. It was so terrible. Who was it? Sarah, she was part of Interbang. She went to all, she knows, you know her.
It's so sad.
She died?
You know, why are these mics not on, guys?
It's so sad. Sorry, it is. It
you
was
know
me.
Her?
Yeah, I met her, but I'm sure you did too. You knew her. She was so nice. Good. Like the biggest smile.
Karen Feehan, Robert, Rich Voss here tonight.
You're going to introduce why you two people with hearts first?
Why you dress like you're wearing a...
You're like a slutty
letter.
Jackie O.
First of all, we both look like we're in high school. You look like... Well, what age are you dressing for? Oh,
no, I just sew on my golf shirt, but I like that coat.
It's why are you... How disconnected are you? That we're talking Sarah. About somebody who passed away, and you start smashing her about her outfit.
I like her outfit.
But
good, see? Good counter, see?
Yeah. And what do you think Sarah was wearing when she died?
Oh, my God, you sicko. What's wrong with you?
I don't know her.
Yes,
you do.
From where?
Can we bring up a picture of her, please?
You'll know her. You'll see her teeth, and you'll know her right away.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's sad. How old was she?
Young.
It's not that. She was a huge comedy fan.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, man. But one of the nicest people. She used to come to the JOP party all the time. She was one of the ladybugs. But she was part of the Bonfire.
Yeah.
Bennington, O&A.
Oh, really?
She loved you and Bonnie. She loved absolutely. Comedy like, so much.
Like Skankfest. She would like lose her mind. Like love her. Legion of Skanks. Dave Chappelle was at the stand. She flew in from wherever she was to come.
She's
loved
seen me
comedy.
She's seen me so many times, but not in her own. She's driven. She came to Detroit to see me, Jay, and Ari. And I feel so bad.
Really? And then she passed away. That was like a week ago.
It was a week ago. And I after it, I wanted to.
But she really passed away?
Yeah. No, we're just lying about a fucking someone dying. Yeah. She's dead. Yeah, she passed
from what?
Away. I'm going to get there. Can we fucking.
You think this is how you start a show off?
Well, you started it off that way.
I didn't start off bringing up someone who died.
No, because you were looking at the camera.
I was looking at those pictures. When you said the studio, I looked over there.
I didn't
look at the camera.
Patreon.com/Robert Kelly.
I mean, I don't know if you would start off like that.
If you're watching on YouTube, hit the subscribe button, please. Support the show by just subscribing. You want to really be a supporter, you can go and support me at patreon.com/Robert Kelly. I want to thank all you guys. And I want to say... Sarah was the best, and I'm going to miss her. She really was. She showed up at so
many
places.
Very pretty.
But it's not even that. She wasn't.
Yeah, it is.
She's pretty, but she was.
It didn't hurt. Yeah, she was really nice to look at, but her energy was so positive.
I mean, she's not my type, but the thing is.
Not anymore. Rich is still in. She was such a nice, sweet.
Who starts off like this?
This is life.
This is what we're supposed to do.
This is life.
You do that at the end. You talk about it.
Can I tell you why?
He knows nobody's going to listen.
Why would you attack me?
I was letting you talk.
No. Yeah. You said no one's going to make it through to the end.
I was letting you talk.
They make it through. It takes them a week.
No.
Sorry, I don't have a short dress to wiggle in front of my camera.
Yeah.
Leave Joe Matarese lips alone. Oh, I'm sorry. I like Karen.
Her or me?
Yeah,
her.
Me?
Oh, okay.
She has thin lips.
She doesn't have a thin lip. Bottom lips.
Talk about on her face.
Oh.
What do you like?
What are you, a fucking OnlyFans member?
Oh. No.
You can't afford me.
That's what I'm saying.
Can we just go back to Sarah, please?
To the dead girl?
It's not a dead girl. Her name is Sarah, and she was a beautiful fan of yours.
Of me and Bonnie?
Yes. Love Bonnie. I'm sure Bonnie
loved you guys.
Yeah.
No.
I'm telling you.
Listen to our podcast?
Yes.
My wife hates me?
Yes.
On Laugh Button?
Oh, God. Yes. She's plugging.
No. No. Why are you wearing camouflage? What the fuck?
He has to distract the hunters.
Hey, is that Hank coming towards us?
No.
No, that's mean. I haven't said anything mean to Bobby in a long time.
You just did. You said something mean to me. You hung up on me 2 days ago.
I didn't hang up on you 2 days. Oh, yeah, when you were talking about some show or something. Machete or something or some dump.
A machete?
I can't. I hate him.
Yeah.
One of my best friends, I can't stand. So please, if you go to Sarah.
Is there a GoFundMe or something for the family or for... Was she married?
Yeah, there is. The Stan tweeted a GoFundMe for her.
The Stan?
Why the Stan?
I'm not sure.
No, it's sticking their hands in.
They're just going to take that money and buy more pizza dough.
No, they got good pizza. Was she married?
To the comedy game?
To comedy.
She loved it.
She was the best. I hung out with her.
I bet she slept with a lot of comics.
That's
what you should do.
She didn't.
What?
She didn't sleep with a lot of comics. I swear to God.
All right.
Yeah. Well, you have.
I was like, are you saying that because you tried?
No, I've never tried.
Bobby's married.
I know.
I don't
headshot. If you get a headshot, I'm out. I don't want your hopes and dreams. I don't have to fake listen to you. And
That's a good rule if you have a headshot.
It's always been my rule even back when I was smoking hot. I was like, I don't want to be with anybody with
a headshot.
I don't want to have to just.
But she didn't have ambition.
I could have.
She had no ambition.
than me? No, like to be.
No one has more ambition than you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, but she. Just
I'm sorry.
She likes
Natalie
Cuomo
has more ambition than you.
And tattoos.
And recent bruises.
Oh,
joking.
Whoa,
joking.
Jesus Christ!
Just kidding.
There's no reason to quit looking to see if I'm wearing the other watch.
Fuck off!
Are you doing the watch thing again?
No, we're done with that. We moved past that. You really bought an RV. No, you lied.
I bought an RV.
No, you didn't.
I bought an A-class.
Start a new life without a watch?
It's a mini A-class. No, I bought an RV because he wanted one, so I bought one.
No, he doesn't.
I'm going to let it rot in a fucking yard in the picture.
You don't have an RV.
I do.
Why would
you
want an
RV? You would have a picture of it if you had one.
No, I got.
Why would you want an RV?
That's his dream.
Oh, so we can drive to each city that Bonnie sells a new show in?
Yeah.
A little RV, not a big one.
Oh.
He wants a little RV because he knows that the day's coming when Bonnie's going to give him a hot one. Well, you and Bonnie are just gonna fly off into the distance.
Oh.
And he's gonna have to have a house.
Why not?
I don't listen. I would love to travel around in an RV and do one nighters and play golf.
Yeah.
And just pull into a fucking parking lot and go to bed. Oh.
Your dream is literally most people's, like, this is what I want to get out of.
Isn't that the plot of Pretty Woman? You want to be a hooker.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying, you know, isn't it fucking all the responsibilities we have? It's just so fucking.
What responsibility do you have?
Mortgage, insurance, kids. Mm-hmm. Where the fuck do you want me to stop? I can keep going.
Spitting at me? Can we stop there?
Sorry, I didn't see you in your camouflage.
Stop when half the gum's out of your mouth.
Yeah, okay. Fucking Buford T. Justice, relax. Diablo burger with a Dr. Pepper to go. I'm in a goddamn hurry.
Shut up. First of all, you know you got all the responsibilities.
Yeah, but can I say something?
They're rewarding. They're what you work for in life. Yes, but I have another wedding coming up to pay for. I have, you know, there's so much shit. Responsibilities.
Then sell your fucking watch to me. I'll give you 15.8 right now.
How much?
Cash. 15.
You know, first of all, 15.8
right
now.
You're
a Rolex guy. You know I can't sell it.
You can after a month. You can.
No.
Legally.
You know, my jeweler will know, and they'll never sell to me again. You know it. You know.
I don't want to talk about the watch.
Neither do I.
I don't want to talk about the watch.
Neither do I.
I don't want to talk about your little hands. You got another ring.
No, I didn't. Oh, that one? By accident.
Ugh. I hope you get robbed tonight.
Okay. Is that nice?
Yeah, it's fucking great. I would love to see some guy running down the street with your hand. Being chased by
I hope
cops.
It's your mic hand.
Oh, that's fun. I liked that one. I liked it.
Would
Sarah have liked that? No.
Oh, my God.
Dude, you can't.
You're going to segue to the dead girl or the watch for the next hour.
No. Oh, you make my posture just sink.
No, I'm
no, I don't. No, I
buddy,
don't.
You can't. Sarah, I'm telling you, man.
She would have laughed at
can
that.
Can I finish my fucking
she
sentence?
Would. She would have. Yes.
Can I just finish my sentence about her and we can move on?
Okay.
She was a real, real fucking beautiful comedy fan. She used to come into the JOP. And you know those people are
what's
vicious.
The J-O-P?
The jerk-off party. You've been in it. And they're very vicious and mean and crazy. She would come in and fucking be nice and not change who she is. She was the nicest person ever. She saw me. I've hung out with her after shows. I feel terrible because after the Detroit show, she texted me that she's there. I got fucked up. I wanted to go get mom's spaghetti with her and Kevin. And I just got caught up, and I forgot to call her back.
Oh,
and I
God.
Feel so terrible about that.
Was she nicer?
They say that if you have extra gluten, it prevents heart attack. So she had that pasta with you.
I don't think she had a heart attack.
I would have saved her life.
She'd probably still be here today.
Really? I hope you don't eat gluten.
Just kidding.
So,
but yeah, do you feel guilty about that?
I feel sad. Because I mean, I'm not saying that. I know everybody's got a story after.
You didn't do it on purpose.
Everybody's got a story about ignoring her.
No.
How can they? Why?
With you two? You're just you're a mini him without the rings.
Can I get
you're the
one
same
of those,
size hands?
Can I have one of those chairs? They're not doing anything with them.
Oh, what are you going to
no.
do? What are you going to do with that chair? Holt, pet your little Yorkie? What are you going to do with that chair?
I'm going to sit you in it and make $40.
We can do more than that. Come on.
Make $40,000 a month?
Come on. We can do some niche shit.
You don't like those? I like the little ones. Maybe I'll take one of those.
Do you understand? Can I just stop? Can I stop the show right now, Karen?
Yeah.
Do you see how his brain works?
Yeah.
We're talking about this thing, and then in his fucking brain, he goes, can I have a chair?
Yeah.
Who fucking does that?
A beggar. Somebody who can't afford a fucking Rolex.
A beggar. You are. That's what Floss is. You're a beggar. You're a fucking beggar. Oh, I can't wait.
I didn't ask for both of them.
I can't wait till Bonnie dumps you and you're
we had the same dreams.
Just you and your Class C camper begging people for fucking shit. Hey, can I get that chair? That'd be nice. Yeah, that umbrella would look nice in front of my camper.
Are you married into those shoes? Let me get those shoes.
He's going to have a beggar dog.
Beggar Vance.
Stinks.
That's what I'm going to do.
Who asks for a chair?
And look at them. They're nicely carved. They're old. They match a lot of my pictures.
What do you mean they match them?
17th century
Renaissance
horse shit.
Right.
Yeah, Victorian.
The Victorian, whatever. Those are not that era. That is a Moroccan themed chair. That's what it is.
Listen, those chairs would match in a Victorian setting.
Yeah, would it?
Yeah.
I hate you. Yeah. I can't stand
Cheryl would want you to give me one of those chairs.
They're not my chairs. I don't own the fucking building.
Who owns the chair?
Those are Noam's chairs.
Oh.
What does that mean? Because he's another Jew, you're not going to get it?
No, I'm not going to go up to a strange guy and say, can I have a chair?
You know Noam. He's your friend.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Whatever.
Anyhow, yep. We're working together.
Yeah, we're doing a big show. I'm actually really excited. Two nights at the Seneca Casino.
That's going to be fun.
The Bears Den. It's Robert Kelly and his friends. It would have been funner if you didn't take my watch.
I didn't take your watch. Stop it.
I'm kidding. We're going to rent a camper. We'll drive my camper up.
First of all, your camper's in New Hampshire. You're lying camper.
It's in my driveway here.
You said it was in New Hampshire.
Oh, so I lied. You should get a camper.
Okay.
You make extra money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gigs.
Yeah, you can go.
I'll put a pole in the back.
Yeah. We could all do it.
Yeah. I'll rent it out to
you guys.
There's got to
be somebody who's into this.
What's that? Me. This my podcast?
No,
or?
Me.
We call it the Only Fapper. Camper.
Is that what I'm called? What would I be on the internet? If you're looking for me, what would you type in?
B E L U G A.
What's that? B E L U. Belucci? What does that mean?
Beluga.
What does that mean?
It's a whale.
Oh.
Wasn't nice. What I should have said
it was
is
not, Bubba, C-E-L-E-B-R-I-T-Y. No, listen.
C-E-L-E-B-R-I-T-Y.
Oh, boy.
What?
I'm disconnected.
Yeah, I know.
He said blue.
Blue, Belucci?
Belucci?
That would have been good.
On the internet, I would look under kind-hearted
what?
Headliner.
Aww. Yep, that's what people want to come to.
Yeah.
A mild.
Right back to come with her.
A mild-tempered.
Dude, you're expert in something. You got to fucking. You know what I mean? 10,000 hours.
Holy God. 10,000 hours.
That's a lot.
Didn't your sister get married?
Over the pandemic, yeah.
Wow.
How does your brain work? I need to know.
Because I wanted to see if her parents were disappointed with her.
If I wanted to talk to Karen about Sarah for 10, 15 minutes, we could go into it. We could go back and forth with stuff.
Yeah.
And she'd have a conversation with me.
Yeah.
You have ping-ponged and pinballed your brain.
Yeah, you have adult ADHD, I think.
Yes, you do.
It's also pronounced Alzheimer's.
Ooh.
See, he gets mean. He gets mad.
What are you, an owl?
Who? Me?
You.
What? Oh, there's no reason to attack.
I surrender.
There's no reason. You know,
I'm so glad you have a spot.
The problem is, when you point a finger at me, you're pointing three back at yourself.
Yeah, oh. When you point a finger at somebody, you're pointing three little things back at yourself.
This feels like the back row of an AA meeting. We're all talking shit.
Anyways, listen. Here's
what are you drinking?
What the fuck? I am not at small talking with you.
Okay, let's get some stuff.
I'm trying to. Can I have a chair? Did she get married?
Yeah,
what are you drinking?
Seneca Casino, right? That's where it is.
Seneca Casino. Can I finish the
and
thought?
We're going to drive up.
Can I finish the thought?
Yes. Sorry.
Can I plug the fucking date?
Give it hell. I brought it up.
Seneca Casino, the Bears Den, me, Rich Voss, the legend, and the Rattlesnake.
Why'd you look at me when you said that?
You know. Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez.
So, wow.
I can't believe we're playing in a place you sleep.
Very good.
He's back.
But wait a second. I heard it's a great room.
Luis J. Gomez. It's going to be a great room. Joe's going to open, and then we're going to figure out what we're going to do, but it's going to be a fun weekend. And we should figure out, Joe's going to come up. We're going to be vlogging the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Me and Voss are going to drive up together.
I was trying to talk my daughter into going, but she won't go.
Don't bring your kid.
I'm not.
There's nothing.
Reina?
I wanted to take her on the Maid of the Mist, but she's not going to go.
The what?
What's that?
The boat under Niagara Falls, the Maid of the Mist.
The Maid of the Mist?
That's what it's called, the boat ride under Niagara Falls.
Is it the Maid of the Mist?
How many times do I got to say it, pencil head? The Maid of the fucking Mist.
A couple more times, pencil dick. Listen, no, I thought you were saying maybe.
He called you a pencil head. He fucking he killed you, a pencil head.
Didn't it sound like me? That sounds
made of the mist.
Made of the mist.
You guys should all go together, do like a wet t-shirt thing under the Niagara Falls.
Too wordy.
We got to go on it. Yeah, look, it's fucking. I did.
Don't let him push you into being wordy. You'll get him back. Just slow down.
I'm mad.
Just you're there.
I'm upset.
I know. Just relax.
Here's the problem.
Yes, I know the problem. We all know your problem. I'm not going on that stupid thing.
Why? It's cool.
There he is. Ronan, you're right over here, dude. Hey, Ronan Hirschberg, everybody. Big special this weekend, filming Saturday night.
No.
When? Oh, shit. Sorry.
Not at all. Monday.
Monday night, he will be at the Village Underground.
Village Underground.
Monday night, how many shows?
Two shows, 8 and 10.
8 and 10, he's filming a special.
That's great.
It's going to be great. Village Underground, and he's very funny. I toured with him with Louie, fucking murdered every
night. Are they doing?
Except for one night.
What was the one night?
When Louie went up before us. Oh, that was terrible. Louis was very funny. He was like on the mic making jokes. We were cracking up. But one night he was like, I'll just go out there and fuck with the crowd. And it's like, no, you can't do that because once you're out there, they don't want you to.
No, that was actually okay set for me. It was a bad set for, I think, him later. It was weird, right? Wasn't that what it was?
I think, well, I mean, you're an egomaniac, so you probably think you did well.
I think
well,
Louis couldn't follow me. That's how I remember it.
No, that's not what happened.
What's that soul, Joel? I keep hearing about it.
It's like this.
I know.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was like, man.
Can you fill him in on the Chris Rock slap thing?
I
wrote for those Oscars.
What?
I wrote for the Oscars.
Did you? Did you write in the slap?
No, I wrote for Will.
You wrote for this year?
For Will.
No, oh, get it.
Okay, dummy. Alopecia. I didn't even know Jada had a sister.
That's pretty good.
I was really, I was like so upset by that whole thing for like days.
Upset
for days?
About?
The slap.
Yeah.
I was like outraged and everyone was like, who cares?
Who said we got who cares?
A lot of people were like, who cares? We got bigger issues. And then Louis won a Grammy and I was
Your
happy.
Mom has to worry about her daughter.
Yeah. She didn't care at all. She was on Will.
Her daughter is fucking showing her tush.
You were upset. I timed it so bad I came.
What? You came?
2 minutes after the slap.
I gave a fuck.
Yeah,
because
I was furious.
Because he's a comic.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's such a hypocrite.
Will
hypocrite.
Smith is a great comic.
But they're fucking hypocrites.
Yeah, they are really.
They talk about peace and love. We have to treat each other with kindness. We have to clean up the oceans. Turtles
I don't think
have straws will. In their noses. And then they just whack each other in the face when they hear something wrong.
Well, hold on. You think that was tough for Chris? Watch him try to do a black room.
I get like uncomfortable, you know, I get uncomfortable just being at a party, like being too loud. And he fucking walked on stage.
I know. It's crazy.
And slapped someone. He's like a danger to society. You can't trust.
It's the fact they didn't throw him out and fucking, that they're just a bunch of phonies and a bunch
it's
of
not,
fucking.
I don't fucking hate Will. I think Jada is a fucking evil demon. She's an evil demon. Who fucking...
Demon with a D?
A demon-da.
Two Ds, right?
She's a demon-da.
I'll be back.
And what are you?
Oh, my God.
What are you, a spell checker, you nerd? Shut up.
Sorry.
Get it. You know how to spell. We get it. You have a great ass and you can spell. It's your fucking two qualities.
Are you
relax.
Reading my bio? What the hell?
I think Jade is the fucking...
Of course.
Will is a victim. Will's a victim, man. He got a fucking... And he had to go... Do some stupid shit that she, my wife, if I ever got up on the night of my life and she would grab me by my fucking earlobe and go, sit the fuck down.
Right.
You're about to make fucking a lot of money.
Right.
And I get to leave you. I get to finally leave you and become a lesbian. Sit the fuck down.
Well, to be fair, she just did an eye roll. She didn't like, she didn't like.
You didn't see what she did.
What was
you
it
didn't
for?
See. She fucking gave him a look like
go take care of this.
And you know what I mean? When your wife... Gives you a look.
Yeah, I hear
you. And she they probably had to talk about it beforehand. People talking about her fucking, you know, alopecia. She was probably on edge. You don't just walk up and slap somebody. You don't go from 0 to 60
Well, I think he had a nervous breakdown. I think he like totally snapped after years of just like, ha, 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 my wife fucks other guys.
That was his son's friends. Like the humiliation is so like wow.
Yeah,
and his son, and he's a young buck too. Did you see that dude?
Who?
The guy that she fucked?
Whatever his name. Her entanglement.
Her entanglement wasn't with like a young nerdy kid that needed help.
Well, I think
he was.
But Will was probably mad. Doubly, because he probably wanted to fuck him too. Will's so gay. He's like, such,
I don't think he's gay.
I think he's so gay.
How do you say? Tell me.
The way he hit Chris Rock was gay. Fucking, if you're gonna
slap?
Fucking, yeah. If you're gonna
slap like a drag queen.
Yeah. The way he walked off and like held his belt buckle,
like Mr. Jefferson.
It did kind of look like a high five at first, and then it kind of became a slap.
Yeah. He almost like backed off with his shoulders and, like.
I don't think Will's
I think
gay.
He's gay, and Jada pegs the shit out of him and looks like a little cowgirl.
Does that make you gay?
I mean, I've been pegged. I'm not
well,
fucking gay.
You've been pegged?
Yeah, I've been pegged.
By a man with his dick?
I didn't think your act was true.
I'm not making a pegging.
It's an act of imagination.
I've been pegged by a guy's dick. That's right.
Okay.
It's not gay.
You got pegged by
a guy's... You just have to say peg.
Dude, you gotta stop.
As long as you just say you're being pegged by a guy's dick.
You got pegged by a dude?
And not ass fucked by a man.
That'd be hilarious.
Did you get pegged?
Yeah, it was a guy, but he had a dildo.
He pegged me with his dick. He pegged me with his dick. I'm not gay.
I'm so denial that a guy is a guy, but he has a dildo. And I'm like, just peg me. It's not gay. Huh. Just don't use your dick.
All right, can I put my dick in for 1 minute? All right, 1 minute. Put it in for 1 minute.
I'm fucking anger.
I'm not angry. I'm attracted.
I got pegged by a woman.
You got pegged with a... with a strap on.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it a...
No, she was holding it.
Is there a certain pegging dildo, or is it just any dildo? Is there like a... do you go in and, hey, I'm going to get pegged. Can I get a medium pegger? Like, is there...
Interesting.
You can't say that.
Yeah, I guess...
You can't say that.
I guess you go in and show your asshole and be like, what fits in here?
You have to try it
you
on?
You have to show it off and be like, you know...
Like a ring? Yeah. Like
can
a
I
ring?
Wear it outside? Can I wear it? But I... she ordered it, so I don't... I mean, I don't...
They wash off... They have like three different size pegs, and you can sit on them. You can wash them off with Purell.
Size
no,
so
you don't have
they're
the
all the different colors because from being in other people's asses.
We were on the road for a month. Every night, I just went up and be like, my name's Ron, and I've been pegged. That's like my opening line.
I didn't listen to you one night.
Apparently not.
That's crucial info, though. I mean, do you say that in passing at all or only on stage?
Only on stage. Mm. Not, yeah. I don't.
That makes me wonder how real it is.
If I asked my wife to peg me, she'd leave me.
Really?
She'd leave you?
Because she's seen what happens in the toilet.
She's no, but she's just old school. She doesn't like, you know, she's an old school chick from Boston.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She'll fight a bitch and she's from, fuck that. I'm not fucking sticking something in your ass.
Yeah.
You queer.
You're
fucking
queer.
Go stick your own shit in your ass. Yeah. And don't use my dildos, you fucking dirty cocksucker. You know what I mean?
Like, she's, you're going to eat my meatloaf and then you want me to go near your asshole? No fucking way.
She has really good meatloaf.
I love a meatloaf.
I got a message by this woman on Bumble who's like very cute.
The fuck is Bumble?
It's where they, yeah, no wonder you know nothing about it.
Yeah, I'm married with a family. Yeah. You guys are lonely
you're
with nobody.
A Hollywood star.
You have fucking
you're still a celebrity.
Yeah. And I don't need to go
on
whatever.
Huge female fan base that wants to have sex with you.
Yeah. I had fucking...
I'm going to check your DM request right now. I'm sure it's full of peggers. I want to peg the shit out of you.
You can't say that anymore.
Bumble is a dating app where the woman messages you first.
Oh, really?
So I don't get a lot of messages. But
but the ones you do, you get pegged.
Wow, this girl is really cute.
They're probably like, hey, does Louis still jerk off in front of people?
This girl was really cute. Like, every picture's cute. And then I looked, trans. But,
trans?
Oh, really?
But
what did you look at?
You want to see the picture?
I do. Yeah. But don't show the camera because I don't want...
I'm not going to show it to
you. Yeah, show me.
I know. You don't want Jim Norton to break up with his girlfriend.
But I mean, I honestly, I've always said.
It was fucking cock block you.
I always said, if you go all the way, if you go all the way and it looks good, I'll fuck. What's the.
Oh, a trans?
It's transphobic not to really believe they're women. You have to have
You're such
them.
A libby, liberal.
I will suck a dick to prove that.
I'm woke as fuck.
Well, I could have tricked you and
let me see
and not and shown you and not told you and you would have been like she's hot, but I don't want you to have a crisis.
Dude, I would go home to my house, take my wife by her ankles in while she's sleeping and drag her out of the yard and throw all her shit on her head and toss Max on her stomach for this
what you going to go
this
with
this
that.
Right here. She is fucking
she for that
oh my,
goddess.
Oh my god, she's so pretty. Holy shit.
And
my
so
god.
Yep.
And she had the vagina, which I don't.
Oh, I'm out. I'm out.
What?
I'm out. I'm good. I love my wife. Yeah. I love my wife. I love my kid.
She has a vagina.
How do you, wait a minute. What? How do you know she's not just like a 7'8" regular woman who goes, I know it'll put me over the edge. I'll tell people.
Are you high right now?
I used to be a dude.
Are you high right now?
No, listen to me. Why are you
like a comic talking, trying to have a,
you're talking,
a
thing? You're singing for some reason. You're like, hey, how do you know?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think she's cute. I mean, I don't think guys are like, oh, she's cute, but what's her thing? I don't know if I want to fuck her.
That looks like a girl to me.
It's
like,
a girl. That's a girl.
It's not.
That's a girl.
I wasn't born one.
That's fine, but she be.
I understand that's,
right. That's
fine in your book. In your one. Book. I understand. Yes.
I will.
You're slowly becoming a man. She is a fucking girl.
What the fuck?
If you don't have, if you don't have sex with her, you don't believe in transgender rights because you have to like.
That's not true.
Because
that's the lie you're telling yourself so you can be bi.
Transgender rights is me.
I'm like, I'll vote her into office, but I don't want to fuck her.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, now, do you understand how a vagina works that was made?
I don't actually.
Okay, you're gonna need some stuff.
What do you need?
Well, it's not.
It's like a black hole, right? No suction.
It's not a wallet. I mean, you can fucking
like a catcher's
mitt. No, Jesus Christ.
It's like a fucking sock.
No.
It stinks.
No.
Sorry, I don't mean to talk shit to the transgender community's new pussies.
No, it's
or the science behind them. What's it like? What's it like?
Fian, I want to fucking tackle you right now. You're such a piece of shit.
No, I'm curious. I actually don't know.
I don't either.
You have to use cream. You can't just.
I do that at any time. They're always dry.
On vagina.
I've never seen a naturally wet
pussy. I don't use lube every time. They're like.
The pussies seal up on him. He has to get one of those clam shuckers to get inside of.
All right, I'm the one who made the joke.
Okay, well, we're in on it.
Wait a minute. Can we talk about, because where can they go? It is sort of like a black hole because it's not like it leads to the female reproductive system. You know.
No, but it's.
It leads to a regular man's fucking fork.
We can bring it up. Can't we bring it up? You can show them.
Sure.
There's actually a really, I went down a black hole one night on the YouTube. A black hole.
You can't say that. Sorry. Sure.
I went down a.
It's called Blacked. And it's a great site.
It's a hole.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. You know what's better than getting away to a beach? Getting together at the beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. They've got over 2,000 restaurants, live music playing all day and night, and endless attractions. This place was made for playing hard and beaching easy. Welcome to 60 Miles Where You Belong. The beach. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Plan your trip at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. You might say all kinds of stuff when things go wrong, but these are the words you really need to remember. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. They've got options to fit your unique insurance needs, meaning you can talk to your agent to choose the coverage you need, have coverage options to protect the things you value most, file a claim right on the State Farm mobile app, and even reach a real person when you need to talk to someone. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen closely. As a master painter carefully brushes Benjamin Moore Regal Select down the seam of the wall. It's like poetry in motion. Benjamin Moore, see the love.
I went down, I watched a bunch of the stuff, and it's interesting how they make it.
Yeah,
but it's,
how did they make it?
Like paper mache?
They just take the penis becomes the clitoris or the labia.
Right.
And the balls kind of go in and make the pocket. I would say a pocket. And that's where your penis can go in and out of.
So I get so the
in
the,
between the balls, like those, like, you know, those like Chinese balls you hold in your.
I don't want to. I don't want to say out of. I don't. I don't remember it fully, but I'm pretty sure. There's the animation. Do you have the animation?
I'm looking for it.
Why is your voice so deep? Did you get your vagina? Are you getting a dick put on?
I'm looking for it. My name's Nikki.
She's transitioning right now. Yeah.
There was a trans girl at a Starbucks once in, I don't know where, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're shit. Speaking behind. Of trans.
They're running behind.
Okay, cool. Fuck them.
We're talking
about Ronan.
So? Why? Hey, you got two Jews with a lisp on the podcast. This is a big deal.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
But I could.
Thank God COVID's over. me and you would have it.
What were you talking about?
We're talking about he got pegged by a girl, and he's actually maybe hooking up with a trans girl. Because it's going to fuck you up.
It's too much for him to process at once.
Wait, we're talking about...
All right, here we go. This is how it is. This is how they make a vagina.
Butt?
This is how they make a vagina.
Oh, man.
All right, here we go. This is how they make it.
This is rich. I know that guy. This is rich erect.
Yeah, cut a couple inches off of that.
Oh.
All right, so they take the penis out.
You got to pay money now?
And then they make that... Okay. Oh, so there you go. They take the penis, that's the shaft becomes the vagina hole. And then they take the head of it, and that becomes the clit.
Why cut off such a beautiful thing?
And there's your vagina.
It's a nice looking pussy.
Wait, what'd they do with the ball?
Looks like yours.
What'd they do with the
ball?
No.
The ball is the clitoris, man.
No, the head of the dick is
that's where you pee. That's where they pee.
The head of the dick is the
Yeah, they pee. They pee out of that.
Where's the ball?
I don't know, dude. I'm just saying shit. The balls are right there, dude.
The balls are the pussy.
Karen's chin.
The ball.
The balls are the pussy.
Yeah, the balls become the pussy. So they slice the balls. The balls, look, see, the balls are gone.
They put them in a stew.
Oh, those are the balls. Okay.
They make three wishes.
They take the peanut. Keep going. Play it again.
Sam. Show us the reversal.
They take the shaft. So your penis, Voss, would be very
small. Oh, yeah.
Your vagina canal would be very small.
I have a decent penis, hard.
There you go. And then there's the pee hole.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'd fuck that. What's it? You know, it's all the same. It seems like that's what it is. A vagina is just a
penis. What if she had a penis?
I feel like the circumference of a penis is way larger than my personal tiny.
You mean
tiny
was
clitoris?
Tight pussy. No, I think just from I know what a penis looks like, even the smallest ones.
Right. Have you been with a small penis?
Yeah, you know, I've handed out some favors. I've handed out some participation trophies.
I hate
good tries.
I hate my dick soft but hard. It's fucking nice.
I mean, everybody says that.
No, I can prove it.
Go ahead.
Well, stop staring at Bobby.
So wait, you met a tranny online? A trans?
You can't say Jesus Christ.
What do you say?
First of all,
pegger.
Voss,
say pegger.
We were in a meeting, some type this group thing that we were talking, and there was a transsexual in there, and fucking dumb.
We were talking about that movie.
This idiot stuck. Dude, what's that movie with the
Tranny.
No, worse. Transy.
Transient.
No, he goes transy.
With John Leguizamo.
With John Leguizamo, the transy.
And Wesley Snipes. Transy, right? It's short for Transylvania, right?
All you hear is, oh my God. And he goes, now, what do you say? How do they say it? Transvesty? Transy, right? And
we're like, I wasn't being mean.
I'm laughing my ass off because Voss is just an idiot.
He's freaking out.
Person never came back.
Oh.
No, I wasn't being mean. I didn't know. You can't say tranny anymore?
No.
No, it does sound affectionate.
Huh?
Sounds affectionate, you know? What do you say instead of
transsexual?
Transgendered,
yes. Yeah. There's another one.
Yeah. I just did a show in Fort Myers, and the host one night was a dude that became a girl, but he was like an old, like at 55 or 50,
it seems like kind of late, you know, because he was an ugly man.
Not if you're getting a brand new pussy, because your pussy is the same as a one-year-old.
I don't know if his shit was cut off or he just put on bad wigs, but I said, are you like this in the day? Or is this for your act? You know, some people, you know, they have the female impersonators.
Like a werewolf situation, or are you always?
We know a lot of guys that wear wigs now.
Huh?
The pandemic made a lot of people put wigs on.
Yeah.
I, you know, like male in person, a female in person.
Yeah, right.
We understand.
So, and she said, no, she does it all the time. But she, I didn't want to piss her off because she used to train with Sugar Ray Leonard as a boxer. Oh. And I didn't want to get beat up.
It's so funny. You go up to a transgender person and be like, do you wear this costume all the time or is it just at night?
Well, no, as a comic, no.
Does that wig get hot down here in Florida? Can you golf in that thing?
No, I wasn't being mean.
No, of course. You know, look, people don't know. People, you know.
But right now, you get a lot of girls. You get laid a lot.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you do.
Uh-huh. He gets laid?
He gets laid, dude.
Middle acts are getting laid on the road. You headline on the road, right?
Yeah.
He's taping a special Monday at the Village Underground.
Yeah, so is my mailman. But wait a second. I mean,
can you get me a ride?
Where are you originally from?
Louisville, Kentucky.
What shitty place did I do there?
Comedy Caravan.
The guy fucking ripped me off for money. Did you?
Yeah.
He ripped me off
Nobody
for
remembers
money.
You.
Like a long time ago.
He ripped me off for that fucking criminal. He was like a comic. He had big shoes or something like... He owned the place, but he was a bad...
Well, there's been a couple people. There's Tom Sobel.
No, it was right Darryl, after Sobel.
A guy named Daryl.
Yeah, that asshole.
Or Chris Bowers. Or
no, not Chris.
Daryl.
Yeah, Chris was from Indiana.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy.
Yeah.
No, Daryl, that guy.
Yeah, he was a piece of shit. Yeah.
He ripped me off. Ugh, just a scumbag.
Yeah.
These clubs, and it was like shit money to begin with. I was doing a door deal, and they would take poker chips and put them like, that's how many people walked in. He goes, this is how many poker chips. What? Mm-hmm. And then he goes, and then military, we gave them a discount. And what the fuck? He beat me for like $500 or something. And what are you going to do? You just go fuck off and you leave. And you live and learn. That's all. You live and learn in life.
And this is the voice in Voss's head.
This became a fellow show very quickly.
Wow.
But Fort Myers.
Me and Karen were just looking at you like,
what is
happening?
This weekend in Fort Myers, I hit a major bonus. So
shut up.
It was good numbers.
Shut up. I'm just fucking... Everybody gets good numbers from January until fucking June.
No, I don't always.
Dude.
I know.
So you've never been on an app to date?
A dating app?
Yes.
No, but a true story. When I was trying to find my daughter a babysitter, I went on care.com, and I was looking at the profiles like it was a dating app because I never had one. And I would go, no, that one's too chunky to watch my kid, right? Come home, all my devil dogs would be eaten. But there was a real hot one who didn't know anything about kids, but I didn't care. We would teach her. And I went to meet her, and she goes, where's your wife and kid? I go, I'm not bringing those cock blocks, right? And
he's doing bits on the
show. I know.
This is fucking nuts.
But it's
better
killing.
Than the solo show before.
You're not getting a bonus here. Dude.
No, I've never been on a date. They didn't have them back then.
Yeah, you've been. Yeah.
We would walk around the bar. Me and my friend, this is how we picked up girls. He would walk around, and I'd follow him, and I would see what girls were talking about him and pointing at him, you know.
And see if any of them look back.
Look at him and point, or and yeah. Then I would say those
scoop
girls.
Scoop up the bycatch.
Yeah, I was like, and then, yeah. We.
Well, back in the day, you had to approach women, strangers, but now that's rape, so the dating apps are coming.
Why is that? What do you mean?
Just
joking. Yeah. Dude, I used to do shows. Mm-hmm. I used to meet chicks from comedy.
Yeah.
Mainly. But I would be, I'd look out like fucking Van Halen and just find, I'm going to hook her up. And I would do all my, I'd tell jokes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, boom, bang, bang, laugh. And I go, what's up? You like that?
Yeah.
I'd come back. Yeah. It worked.
Oh, yeah. So
sexy Bobby.
Jokes.
Dude, when I was fucking shredded. Dude, you out of your mind?
I believe it.
And then you see them, you'd hang out front. Hey, you were funny. You're funny, too. Come here for a second. Where are you going?
Yeah.
Dump these fucking squares. Let's go get some tea.
I always.
Cafe Reggio. And I didn't spend any money.
Because
I don't drink.
Yeah.
I don't use drugs. So I would just go to I get the French roast.
Yeah.
I used to take them these little French, you know, let's get some tea. And we'd hang out and we'd fucking, you know, I'm thinking of being doing real estate. No, yeah. You should do that. Now let's go. Let me finger fuck you in a vestibule somewhere.
I always ask a girl. Even now, I'll ask a girl if she's ever been to a Hampton Inn.
Yeah.
Right? That's my good rap.
Yeah.
I used to. I feel bad because a whole art form of for women too, of that's- meeting somebody, like the little nuances of no fuck you and yeah I'll fuck. There was that thing that you had to go through. You had to go through this dance to get to the point of a kiss.
Yes.
And I, you know, to kiss somebody, to meet somebody. Go somewhere with them.
Are you gonna cry?
Kiss that night.
Comics.
Are you gonna?
My wife has a ridiculous year.
Comics.
My peck is real small right now because I'm fat. Will you just do me a favor?
Just look at it. Comics. Tell me I'm a good boy.
Look that way and touch it.
Comics were rock stars back in the 80s.
Wait, they're saying that's why all these young girls are actually switching genders though, because they're not having those like interpersonal connections with other little boys.
And, yeah.
Like, adolescent that's boys. Weird. So it's not that they really want to be men. It's just like they don't want to be women because they're not having. Having like the fun that it is to be a woman who gets hit on.
But getting hit on, I mean.
I wouldn't know. Is that what you're going to say?
No, I was going to say it must be cool because you probably get hit on, you insecure fucking small-titted weirdo.
Oh, leave her alone. Leave her.
Any doubles.
I was talking to Rana.
Thanks, leave. I appreciate it.
Listen, no, I'm saying that you must get hit on all the time.
All the time.
And it must feel good in some way, right?
That's why I still do open mics.
Yeah.
But it's probably, I know comics that used to do that. But is it annoying to you or do you like it? Seriously.
I like it now. I'm old.
You like
it? Yeah.
You're not old.
I'm getting old.
You're beaten down, but you're not old.
Ouch.
No,
that's worse. Thanks.
What are you, 32?
Yep. And I
that's a good way to gauge your age when you start liking
Voss is the worst. Voss, Voss will literally insult you and then compliment you and then insult you worse.
Yeah.
Within a half a second.
Same sentence.
She's fine. I look at you as a young gal.
Thank
you're 65. You look at everybody as a young gal. You look at my mother
as a
young gal.
You couldn't let me have just the one compliment?
Sorry. Yeah, leave training bra alone.
I know. I was going to tell Bob this is a bra. You might want to look into one.
Oh, Bobby.
Hey, oh, hey. I was just kidding.
I'm okay with the ass because I didn't ever approach women in real life.
Yeah, but that bothers me.
You don't have a girl.
Because can I say something? Guys like you shouldn't be getting laid. You should be fucking fixing shit and fucking sending rockets into space.
Like fucking stop.
We should be getting laid. We should be getting laid. But now we can't get laid.
The fucking nerd created an app and now we can't get laid without approaching.
What he says we should be getting laid. He's talking about himself.
I could never like approach. I can't approach like, I can't
Yeah,
approach.
You should.
After a
you
show, after a good show, yeah, they'll come up to you. Though.
Well, if a woman comes up to me, that's different. But and I could never like.
You can't feel them out from the, do you do any crowd work?
All right, stop. Put your headphones on or leave the fucking podcast.
There's no need to be nasty.
No, because you've been doing radio, you're a legend, and you still don't talk into the microphone. I need your voice. Dum-dum.
He's like, yeah, you fucking go.
No one else is not talking to the microphone except for you.
We need your gems.
Yeah, we need your gems.
I love when you.
I mean, if women approach me, but I just could never.
You know, I mean, like Stavros Halkias. I mean, what a physical abomination, right? And he gets so much fucking pussy.
Yeah, every girl has like, a dream to fucking jack-o-lantern.
But he gets pussy from comedy, not from apps. Right?
You're saying you get it from comedy, right?
Yeah, I get it from comedy.
It's from comedy.
But you're saying you use apps too.
I do it from
both.
You
double down.
Yeah.
But mostly apps.
Oh, that's how you fill the seats at the comedy.
Yeah. But I've never like gone up to a but back in the day before I was doing comedy or apps, you would have to be at a bar and go up to a woman and start
a conversation. You have to go conversation.
I could never do that.
Yeah, that's this is the problem is I could do that.
Yeah.
That's a fucking superhero power. You can do math and read, no big words.
Yeah.
And no fucking French films. And I can fucking fight and get pussy.
Well, yeah, the nerds.
I mean, get it all.
Nerd, that's even the playing field, motherfucker.
I don't like that. I don't like the nerds. She took away everything.
Yeah, they're like, how do we get it so we don't have to go up to girls? We'll just create this dating app with the Bumble and then it'll approach and then we'll know if they like us.
It's
perfect.
Why am I writing jokes for this asshole? I could be the star.
It's perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you had to be on stage to meet girls. You know, just walking up to him in a bar.
I met chicks before.
So did I, but there was coke involved or partying.
I met chicks in AA. Dude, I used to go to AA dances Friday and Saturday night. I used to get ahead in the parking lot of St. Mary's.
Yes.
Every fucking Friday and Saturday night.
That's bad, though. What do they call that?
13 stepping.
13 stepping.
Oh, it was terrible.
I'll be back.
It was either that or drink.
You've gone too many steps. At 13.
Yeah, hey, what are you going to do? I don't do it anymore.
I love doing cameos on your podcast. Sorry, I didn't plan this.
Me and Bonnie are going to be at Zany's Chicago this Friday.
I'm going to be there too.
That's so fun. Look at us.
Yeah.
This weekend?
Well, I'm at Rosemont. I didn't mean to step on you, but yeah.
I really did.
I'm sorry.
She's literally plugging her show.
I'm sorry.
I'm at Magoobie's this weekend.
Oh, my God. And,
go do your spot. Come on. You're ruining everything. Late.
I'm not ruining anything.
You brat. Look at your hat backwards. Ruining
anything. You can't ruin something that can't be ruined.
She just called you a brat.
I like when she yells at me and calls me a brat. Okay.
That cost me 20. Bonnie told me to vlog our dates.
Where are you going to be this weekend? With Aaron Putnam, correct?
Yes.
Where are you going?
Zany's.
And do it good. Don't do your alternative.
What alternative?
I don't know where we are.
I'm not welcome at the alternative.
Just know where the fuck you're doing. Plug your date like
Zany's,
a regular person.
Friday, two shows, Friday, 7 and 9.
Yes.
And then Saturday, we're at this place called The Vixen.
Awesome place.
Yes. And it's going to be me and Bonnie and...
Fucking show.
Yeah, we're going to crush. It's going to be great.
You're going to kill. Go and check them out. Make sure you check them out.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I'm going to be at Rosemont Thursday and Friday in Chicago, and then downtown Chicago Saturday. So we're
They have two Zanies?
Yeah, they got two. I think they have even more. But most importantly, come see my taping.
Yeah, Monday. Make sure you go. But go see that. That's a fucking killer show.
It's going to be a great show.
That's a good Chicago comedy weekend.
Yeah.
Anywho, yeah, I'm very fucking mad that nerds have taken over the world. I mean, think about who the coolest motherfuckers are right now. Elon Musk.
Yeah.
A dude on the spectrum.
Yeah.
Can't even look you in the eye while he's talking to you.
You ever see him dance?
Ugh. Fucking nuts.
Yeah, he was like dancing with a little flying robot one time. He's like,
Yeah.
Now he owns Twitter.
Autistic people
a lot of
over.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking done.
I know.
I mean, Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know if he's cool, but yeah,
he's not cool. Fuck.
Well, I thought you were listing cool people. I'm like, I don't.
No,
think cool.
No. It used to be fucking cool is dead.
Yeah,
cool is
what's
fucking
cool,
dead.
Yeah.
What's cool that?
I'm the cool thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows about fucking foreign films, and you speak another language.
I speak a little Hebrew.
Oh, that's always attractive. Like it's a pussy wet.
I love it.
Spit on it.
I love a guttural conversation. I love
it. It is a gross language.
Can you speak a little?
I can do a... I don't know. Ani mevin ivrit.
Do it a little more.
Oh, that was kind of...
Baruch atah.
El hello and enu melech halom. Amotzi lech.
L'chaim.
Min haaretz.
Oh, man. Woof. Yeah, and then they bob when they read, and it's backwards. Yeah, it's kind of weird.
They're like having a seizure. They're like,
what is that? What does that mean?
The davening, the shaking.
Is that what it's called? Davening.
Davening is praying.
You just saying David different?
I don't know. They're trying to be in the moment and like pray, so they're just trying to. What does that do? All the praying is repetition, so they're like just repeating these things they know by heart.
Right.
They're just repeating it, so I guess they're just kind of using their whole body as they're doing that.
Right.
I mean, there are some movements you do in prayer, like there's certain prayers where you have to step forward or step back,
like a do-si-do.
Yeah, but
like the electric slide. Yeah.
But that is just like kind of. That's like, you know, the
do-si-do is like when you go.
I know what that is, dum-dum. Listen, what is the thing they wrap around their arms?
Tefillin.
Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Looks like a heroin. Like the
yeah, it looks thing. Like. I was at an airport one. This guy started wrapping his arm up. I'm like, what the fuck? Are you about to boot up heroin? It looked fucking crazy.
Bobby's like, you need some insulin? I gotcha.
There's a prayer in there. It's the same prayer.
I'm going to start making small titty jokes.
Okay, okay.
And old face jokes. If I can keep it up.
Come on.
All right.
I thought we were having fun.
Oh, broom. You better find a little kid quick.
Which jokes?
Listen, I'm sorry. You're beautiful. You know I think you're beautiful.
Well, I'm still going to kill myself.
Oh, Ronan. I'm not talking to you.
Oh.
Thank you very much. Someone said I had nice eyes the other day, but yeah. I don't think I have nice. I think I've kind of...
You have nice eyes. The rest of it's a little fucking puffy.
I feel like my eyes are... Yeah, it's puffy. All right.
I can't believe you get pussy. You get a lot of it.
I don't know if I get a lot.
I like guys like
yeah,
you, though.
Yeah, what's a lot?
I like guys like you that aren't afraid to explore, who don't care, sexually. I'll go with
oh, like the pegging?
Well, I don't care. Yeah, you like Greg Stones is similar.
Yeah.
You know, I hate guys like, who are like, dude, that's fucking gay. You're fag and blah, blah. And then you find out they did all this shit. And you're like, dude, stop it. That's why I love Norton so much. Because he's from the get-go just, of course he did it as jokes and we all thought he was joking. You know, and then you go over his house and there's trash bags in the bathroom. What are you doing? I got someone coming in a couple minutes. Oh, God.
That's a good noise.
But I like that when people are open.
Yeah, you know,
sexually like
I'm,
that.
You know, everyone's you know on some kind of it's all spectrum. You know, I'm not like
if I wasn't married, I'd probably do some weird shit now.
I like a little. Sometimes I like getting like a little beat up and stuff like that. Yeah.
Well, like what does a little beat up mean?
Well, the last girl I was seeing, she kind of liked it, but she would like kind of like punch me, hit me. And you know?
Would you hit her?
No, no.
Of course you. Cause she'd be like, it doesn't hurt.
Well,
like you have to hire me to do it. Hey, dude, can you come over and smack my girlfriend in the face while I fuck her? I just don't got it.
I like how you think punching and sex is the point is to be even harder than the punch you got.
I don't like that stuff.
No.
She liked it. She had a lot of anger, and I don't know. I don't mind.
Anger. Who are you dating? Jessica Kirshen? What are you doing? Fucking choke me. I hate myself.
You know, it wasn't a lot, but she just, you know, I don't know. I like a little, sometimes I like it rough. Yeah. You know why? Because when you get hit.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice because you don't have to do anything. You're just lying there. Being hit, if you're like, you know, submissive one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get to just kind of chill out.
You're not expected to make your partner climax or anything.
Well, I always do that.
Oh,
but
wow.
Like,
you just get the shit kicked out of you and pass out. How do you stay erect?
But it is nice to just kind of like lie there and just, you know.
I mean,
you know, I don't
preaching to the choir. No, I do all the work. I'm very acrobatic.
You do all the work. You like to be in charge.
Yeah, I like mirrors. I like cameras. I like a show. I like neighbors.
Really?
I'm an Amazon delivery guy strolling by.
I like that.
Oh, you're voyeuristic. Mm-hmm. You like people.
I was very voyeur. What in my younger days?
A toddler being drug away from a window.
Disgusting. That's semi-legal.
Get him out of there. Get him out of there. It's about to get weird. Get little Timmy out of there.
It just makes me sick. No, I like voyeurism was my thing back in the day.
Yeah.
I was with this girl. I believe that certain people you can be in love with and have good sex, but there's some people you're just supposed to fuck each other.
Of course.
Yeah.
I mean, you two are not supposed to be together. You're not supposed to fucking spend any holidays, but you two were made to fuck the shit out of each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's been girls in my life where it's like, listen.
Fuck mates.
I mean, but. Just when your penis goes in her vagina, you're in love. Like, I fucking love you. Like,
yeah.
And
then a lot of shame when you come.
Well, as soon as you come, you're like, I need to leave. I need to get out of here.
Yeah, of course.
I've had a couple girls like that. One of them was, we were very voyeuristic. And that was I loved it.
Like other people watching?
No, not or getting other people watching. I've had that.
But public.
But like I had a sex. Like, we had sex, and she, like, was hanging out the window, and people were walking by.
Was it like a studio apartment?
It was, like, a second floor, so they couldn't get to her, like a piñata. Fucking bunch of dudes just grabbing her tits.
They couldn't get to her?
The last girl, she liked to do it in front of the window. Yeah.
We used to do drive-ins. Like, we'd go to drive-ins, like Dunkin' Donuts, and she'd just be blowing me.
Boy, did that get white trash real quickly. You were like, we fucking the window. I'm like, cool. Then you're like, she gave me a hand job behind a Wendy's at a dumpster.
Yeah, we like that. I like that shit. I like role playing though a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you role play?
Yeah.
What is your go to?
Doctor patient.
Oh, it's mine. And I tell you, that's.
Are you the doctor or the patient?
No.
No,
patient.
She's the. Are you the patient?
Yeah.
I like the fucking. I like to be the patient.
Oh, really? Skin tag.
Lick my armpit.
I would be the patient.
Mole.
Jerk my fucking wart.
Well, I have a new one. I was in Israel recently, and they have these really hot. Is you know, like in Israel, all the
the jobs that are ugly people here are like hot people there. Like the TSA in Israel is like a fucking porno, you know?
Right, yeah, yeah.
But like the hot Israeli army women, I would love to be like a Palestinian guy being pulled over.
So you pretend you're Palestinian.
You want to be a prisoner of war.
I want to be a prisoner of war.
You want to get pegged with a machine gun.
You want to have like a bomb strapped to you and
yeah.
find it.
You want a grenade in your mouth.
I want her to put a chain around me like an Abu Ghraib.
Like a pig being roasted. Yeah.
That's my new thing. Cause yeah, I would love that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Palestinian in my sexual fantasies.
That's how woke I am. That's how woke you are. You believe in both causes.
Yeah.
One in reality and one where you're getting pegged.
But yeah, they're, yeah. Israeli army.
I've been with an Israeli girl just out of the army.
They're so hot.
Very pretty.
She was discharged.
She no, she
had
he discharged all over.
She fucking guys really worked that out on the air.
We're disgusting.
Fucking
we're
open micers. discharge. You discharged all over. We got it.
Okay. Well, I didn't hear what she
fucking writer's room. Just shut up. Either you got it, you don't.
Hey, at least Rich isn't here anymore.
It was just coming out of his face.
No, she was all right. She was good. She was good. It wasn't
I knew a hot Israeli chick.
She was so hot. She was very hot, yeah.
Big tits, like little body, like really cute little face.
Yeah. Yeah. This one had a big, nice big butt, but small titties, which I like too. I like that too. But
yeah.
But listen, so I like the nurse. I like the doctor, the hospital thing too.
Yeah.
But it's hard to get a girl to...
accept your
orgasm.
To commit. No, to commit. To commit.
To what?
To the
the role playing.
The role.
Not me. I have a BA in acting. Let's go. I fucking stay in character. Yeah, but you have all the way to dinner. Before or after. If we're a fighting couple, we're fighting in public.
Really?
We'll fuck after. Yeah.
Oh my
god. You gotta stick to the script.
Mm-hmm. Jesus Christ. Why are you wanna tour with me? fuck Bonnie. She's lame. What are you gonna do? Fucking I'm going to bed. Goodbye. Gotta call Rich.
What are you talking about? Me and Bonnie scissor all night, and we're gonna be at Zany's this weekend.
Yes.
Got buy tickets. Watch us scissor.
Watch you guys scissor.
Bonnie's gonna be like, Karen, what the fuck did you say on Bonnie's podcast? That's why nobody takes you seriously. We're not gonna scissor. We're gonna tell our awesome jokes.
Imagine how disappointed they are. They think they're scissoring, and then it's just women doing comedy.
Oh, boo.
Boo.
Scissor.
Scissor.
It just turns into that scene from Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, ass to ass. Jinx. I've never jinxed on that line.
You guys have to ass to ass right now.
We're disgusting. We're both disgusting.
But so what? You're upset because, or you can't find a woman who can, like...
No, I'm done, dude. I'm out of the game. I'm with my chick.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that now that he's getting older... And he's kind of going on overnight trips that we could start doing some weird shit again.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking now that I really like my wife. Like, she's kept her shit together. I didn't. I feel terrible for her. But that's what I'm trying to get one last fucking hoorah in for her.
Yeah.
But I feel like now we'll start fucking around a little bit.
Well, yeah. Get her some acting classes. Maybe
she can't do it.
Yeah.
I have a whole bit in my
Oh yeah, another bit. Yeah. I actually know your material.
Sorry, dude. I'll listen next time. I have to meditate before I go on.
I know.
Meditate.
I like how your meditation is just zoning me out.
Medicate.
She doesn't act that well. Yeah, she's not.
But you guys could swing. You could put a pineapple flag in front of your house and see who shows up.
Such a fucking... Swinging is so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
It's such a dumb... To me, it never works, ever. Only with ugly people does swinging work if you're atrocious. Okay? When you're young and hot, the swingers that everybody wants... It just doesn't work.
It's like when you go to a nude beach, and it's never the people you want to see.
Well, listen, man, I don't know if it's instinctually inside of you. There's a part where you're like, I just want to be with you and hang out and have fun, but you keep wanting to suck my friend's dicks in front of me. I don't want that. Can we have a night off, that? You fucking whore? No,
you're all about
it. I love that. I fucking jerk off.
You what?
Yeah. You're all about monogamy. Huh? You're cool with monogamy? You don't have issues with it, or
No, I'm fine with it. I just don't want to swing. Like, I don't want to go. Ugh, I don't want to fucking
I guess it's the small talk before the swing, right?
There's too much math involved.
Imagine
too much
taking
math.
That out, you know, and just get straight to the everybody wears like eyes wide shut style masks.
Maybe something like that. There's too much math. There's too much. All right, you can do this and that, and you got to call me and blah blah. It's like, fuck that. That just takes
too
all
the
rule. Fun
too
out of
rules
it.
To the
now, if I could go, if you two were a couple and you wanted to watch her blow me, I'm in. I'll fucking tap into that fucking wrestling match any day.
So you're okay with
the,
as long
the
as
specifics
you...
specifics here are a blowjob from me.
You're getting a blowjob.
Well, because... What's that?
Just to be clear.
Too many rules. There should just be one rule. Me getting blown by someone other than my wife. That's the only rule I'll play with.
Somebody else's wife being a slut bag.
It's too much math. Unless it's one dick, one slut. Let's go.
Yeah, that seems like a lot of rules for me at that point.
Nah, I've had that where girls, hey, I would like to blow you, but my guy's here. Is that okay? Yeah, as long as he doesn't fucking put his dick on my shoulder.
Right.
You've done that? You've been blown in front of the guys watching?
Fuck yeah.
And he's just taking a bunch of Polaroids?
Huh? Jeez. No, 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 none of that.
Oh, no.
This was before cell phone cameras.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude. It was hot as shit.
Wow.
That swinging, I think, is cool. You know?
Yeah.
Random... Random, just you know.
Swinging your dick into a random slut's mouth.
I get it. You like blowjobs. Yeah. Very long way to get to that.
Well,
anything where I don't have to, you know, stand up.
I don't.
Or
I
get thrust it. At all.
You're saying like this is so complicated. You're like, well, I don't want okay. anyone to have sex, like my wife to cheat, but I would get a blowjob.
I think that guys, a lot of guys that want, that like swinging, it's like they don't want to fuck their wives anymore. But they're into seeing their wives get fucked.
Well, it's because that's what they can do outside. They feel too guilty for cheating, but yeah. if they can watch their wife get fucked.
But I also think that, and they don't want to fuck them anymore. They want them to have they want them to enjoy sex, right? But they don't want them to fall in love or have intimacy. They just want it to be sex. So,
but they might also be re-turned on by their wife if they watch someone else fuck her.
Yeah.
Then she's like, fuck, someone else, because someone else wants to fuck this.
Or will
this hag. Maybe she has more value than I thought.
This fucking lopsided titty.
I guess
fucking
she's not
hag.
A monster.
She can't make an omelet to save her life, but man, she's getting her face smashed.
Yeah. You can't do the dishes, hoe, but you can sure suck his nuts off.
I like the idea of watching sex. It's so perverse.
Have you ever watched anybody like from a window, like another apartment and somebody fucking or somebody be naked? Is
I'm
that
waiting my whole life? I walk around at night. I stroll the streets. I've never seen any nudity in any window in my life.
Nothing.
Ugh. I look. I'm like so. I look.
I've had sex in cabs. I had sex on a cop car. I have sex always with
this
the
is like fucking
up.
Green eggs and ham.
Yeah,
I have on a boat.
Sex in a cab. Is awesome.
It's awesome if the cabbie's in on it.
If you get the eyebrows.
Yeah, if he's good to go.
Yeah, if you see the eyebrows and you get the little, like he's into it,
all
you're
of
good.
A sudden, he turns the meter off. Enjoy.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had sex in front of someone.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's the most I've done. I mean, I've had sex in a bathroom.
With somebody or yourself?
Yeah, I've jacked off in my own bathroom.
I fucked in the cellar bathroom downstairs, the woman's bathroom.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great during the show too. So nice.
Wait, it's so small.
Yeah, it was. I was smaller. I was a smaller guy.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen the pictures of me when I back in the day. I was very in shape.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so hot too because girls kept coming in, and they'd be like, "Wait, what?" Like, because they would see 4 feet.
Are you guys doing coke in there?
Yeah, fucking in the bathroom.
Public banging, I used to love. Like in these little vestibules that New York has, these little down, like the Wah around the corner has a little down. Mm-hmm. Go in there and make out and then start to fuck around. I like that stuff. New York's a good place to have sex in public.
Yeah.
I used to go to the park. You really can't do Washington Square Park anymore because you'll get mugged, robbed, or arrested.
Murdered.
But you know what I did one night? It was real fucking scary.
Wait. Rich texted me saying, tell him to open the door. No, that was at 9:13. Never mind. I'm sorry. I reread something and I panicked. Go on.
Thanks very much.
I apologize.
Now everybody check their phone.
I'm embarrassed.
It's a phone check time. Everybody.
No. Well, can I tell you one thing? I mean, I was actually supposed to host at 10 o'clock at the stand, but got canceled. So.
Oh, wait. I'm going to the stand.
Oh.
10. Wait, is that the no. I think I'm doing the other show.
Oh. The house show is canceled.
Yeah. Right. Well, there goes that topic.
Farewell.
What
for
was
them.
The topic?
I'm done with
Do you know that. That rapper that they held up at his funeral? I think his name's Gura or Guru or Guri.
What are you talking about?
He died.
What are you talking about?
And the people had his funeral and they took his dead body and propped him up in a nightclub and they all partied around him.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I know, but doesn't that sound wild?
No.
I guess it's kind of like what a wake is. I find all wakes weird.
At a nightclub, though?
Yeah, but you're a Jew. You guys want the body in the ground 24 hours.
That's normal. I feel like I feel like you're all right. The weird yeah. ones with your fucking weekend body.
Just Nana in a casket, wearing all her
so
jewelry that you're gonna take off before they shut that fucking thing.
I know. You're like, why are Nana's lips sealed shut?
Yeah. Where did the Rolex go?
Why does Grandpa look like a drag queen? With all the
There's a safety pin in by her ear.
I don't like wakes. I find them.
Wakes are fucking ridiculous, yeah. And they should stop them.
Close the casket.
Yeah. Not even close the casket. Just get it like the Jews. Get them in the ground.
Jews and mobsters who get shot in the face. Those are the ones who
get them in the fucking ground. Go to the church, cemetery, back to the house.
Yeah.
And let's say goodbye to this person because they're over.
You don't need to.
Yeah. We don't need to sit there for 4 hours.
Yeah.
If you're in the family, it sucks too because you have to stand and say the same thing over. Thank you for coming.
Yeah,
and you have to. Then the people make you cry over and over too.
Yeah.
So there's always that one. I'm so sorry that. And you're like, hey.
Or you're done crying and they're still crying and they just think you're a monster and you're like, no, I've cried.
Yeah. I don't know. People on Twitter will just tweet like awful things like my
really
husband just. No, I mean that means like tragedies. You know this. Yeah. The spectrum of Twitter where they'll just be like,
yeah, the terrible
my
people.
Son got hit by a car today and he's dead and I have 4 types of AIDS. Please retweet this, you know?
Yeah. At my uncle's funeral, I wore a crop top. I took a selfie. I was like, hey, shout out.
Nice.
R.I.P. Uncle Bob.
But someone the other day tweeted, my son just blew his head
Uncle
off.
Bob, was that a role play? I'll do that one.
Uncle Robert?
Someone tweeted the other day.
His son blew his
head
off.
My son just blew him whose head off. I'm numb. I'm like, who describes their son as blowing their head off?
First of all, that shouldn't be out there.
Yeah, I know. But also, if that's what did you just say? Killed, like, ended his life? Blow his head off.
It's like, what do you want to do, ma'am? Your son has committed suicide. She's like, I'm going to tweet about it.
Get those likes.
I'm trying to go viral.
I'll be honest. I find them funny just because they should not be on Twitter. Like, one person once, I couldn't stop laughing. They tweeted, just got over cancer, and now I have COVID. It was like something I was just like.
Well, that's funny. That's just a kick in the nuts. That's funny.
But
my son just blew his head off. I'm numb. It's like, you're not really numb. He's more numb than you. I mean,
yeah.
It's like stupid. That's stupid.
I don't get those. These tweets start happening where they're just like, my husband exploded today. Please. My child was eaten by a bear. Please. Like this.
You say eaten? What are you, English?
I overemphasize T's. It's a speech impediment, and you making fun of it is a hate crime.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. Get it together. Go back to class.
Crime.
It's a hate crime.
Hate
it. No, Manhattan. I do that for every T.
Manhattan?
Yeah. I think because I have a lisp.
You have a lisp?
I overcorrect by overly pronouncing.
We're gonna have to put subtitles on the show for you and Voss.
It's like Jewish Looney Tunes in here.
All right, listen. We got Karen Feehan and Bonnie McFarlane doing a show in Chicago this weekend at Zany's.
Yeah.
And then you're doing, what's the other place called?
The Vixen on Saturday. Zany's on Friday, The Vixen on Saturday.
You got to go see them because they're fucking hilarious. And Ronan is taping a special here at the Comedy Cell at the VU Monday night. Tickets still available. Not that many. Let's fill it up. Come down here. Watch him crush it Monday night. And this weekend you'll be?
I'll be at Zany's in Chicago this weekend. Rosemont Thursday and Friday. And Saturday downtown Zany's. And yeah, for a link to my special, just go to my Instagram. It's the link's in the bio. Ronan Comedy. R-A-A-N-A-N Comedy.
Check it out. Very funny guy. Both these people are very funny. And also we're going to go to the Comedy Cellar. We're going to go. What the fuck? Wait a second. We're going to go to the Patreon-only part, around 15 minutes. I have questions from all the fans for Karen Feehan. Can we have questions for Ronan? I know Voss went downstairs, so there's no questions for him. But if you have any questions for Ronan, please type them in now. Nikki will get them. Check it out. Comic Roadhouse, Mohegan Sun. That's next week. Not this weekend. Next weekend I will be there. Don't scroll yet. April 21st through the 23rd. And then I got that special show. Go up a little bit, please. Can you scroll up? I got to plug this show for people who live. April 15th. I will be at April 15th and 16th. Niagara Falls, Bear's Den Casino. with Louis J. Gomez, the Rattlesnake, and the legend Rich Voss, and me. We will be there doing a show Friday and Saturday, one show a night in the Bear's Den. It's going to be epic, so come down and see the show. Hang out with us after. Maybe do a little gambling. So that's the 15th and the 16th. And, of course, I'm shooting my special May 7th in St. Pete, Florida, at Coastal Creative. And the great Louis C.K. is directing it, so it's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I'm fucking nervous. I'm fucked up, but I'm very excited to do it. So if you can, come down. I'm going to be releasing those tickets this Thursday or Friday. There'll be a pre-sale for all you Patreon people. Ladybugs will get the tickets first so you can sit up front, and then everybody else will be the next day after 12 o'clock. So go to my website, robertkellylive.com. Go to comicwearables.com. Use code word Ladybug. Get your YKWD gear. On the tour with Ari, I saw a lot of YKWD merch out there. I want to thank you guys for getting it. Use code word Ladybug. Like I said, 20% off hats, sweatshirts, shirts, everything. You get the Robert Kelly face, Pancake Sunday, You're Great, Not You, and Sister Ping shirt down the bottom. So make sure you go there. And, of course, patreon.com/Robert Kelly. You love the show on YouTube? Subscribe, like it, comment. I want to know what you think about the I want to know what you guys think about the Will Smith thing. If you guys I want to know if, because a lot of people were surprisingly, some, not a lot, some were on Will's side secretly. Like, fuck Chris. Oh, you just point to yourself?
No, my mom.
Your mom.
It was so infuriating.
Some people were on Will's side. There was not a lot. Mostly everybody was on Chris's side, but some were on Will's side. We're going to talk about that in the Patreon version only. Well, you can talk now. Go ahead. If you have something to say, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, obviously the people who like completely supported Will Smith were few, but there were a lot of people, and I consider this the worst person, the people who go, what Will Smith did was wrong, but it was also wrong for Chris Rock to make that joke. Because those people are the problem. Because those people are equating jokes with violence and acting like it's a complicated issue when it's not. So, and there was a lot of people who went in that direction.
But you have to look at, too, is all the people in that room who didn't come to Chris's aid.
Yeah.
They went to his aid.
I know.
And then they gave him an award, and then they stood up. Because they, in the moment where you, like, what should we do? Everybody chose to do the wrong thing.
Yes.
Not one person chose to do the right thing.
After hearing, it's one that Will Smith obviously snapped, but even after he snapped, he comes back on stage, accepts an Oscar, does not apologize to Chris Rock once.
Yeah.
So there's no forgive. He's literally thanks everyone.
His wife laughed when she saw him slap him.
Yeah. And he thanked.
They chuckled.
He literally thanked everyone else. He was like, "I want to apologize." He was like, "Apologize to Venus and Serena."
Denzel went at it. He tried to defend. He's the one who came the closest to defending Will Smith.
Yeah, but they're just psychos. He's like, the devil's gonna make you do it. He's like in a fucking.
I understand what he's saying.
Like old Scientology rant.
Denzel is not a Scientologist. No. Will is, I get it, but he basically said, and it's true, you know, you can take the gun, at your moment, a lot of times when you have these moments of greatness, fucking things, you can make a decision to fuck it up. You can do something that will ruin it.
Yes.
And that's happened a lot of times in my life where I'm here, it's happened, and then I fucked it up because of my energy, my fear, my insecurity. I've done shit to fuck shit up. And that's what he was basically saying moments.
I can empathize with Will Smith, but what I won't tolerate is people empathizing with him before they empathize with Chris Rock.
Absolutely.
I felt like a lot of people skipped Chris Rock and went to their empathy for Will Smith, and they literally felt like people didn't care that he got slapped. Like, it wasn't even part of the problem. They're like,
I don't like that he used potty words on the...
And it's like, and
I don't like that.
Some people are like saying the race card, it's all black. There's no white people involved,
dude. The whole Oscars were black. The whole production was black.
Like people are
like they gave behind the scenes was all run by a black crew. Like this was the first year that the Oscars were all black. Like they let black people run everything.
The point is, sometimes it's not about race. Will Smith is just a douchebag. Being a douchebag transcends race.
Yeah, it was fucking.
I think he's just kind of a joker.
That is so funny that people don't bring up this enough that he was literally just came out with a TV show where people are teaching him how to be a stand-up comic.
A joker.
It's and, so bad.
And then I assume one of them was just like Sean Patton, just to fuck with him. Was like, oh, and if you don't like a joke someone says, you punch them. That's what we do in stand-up.
That's just Sean Patton.
Everybody, isn't it weird, though? We're in the Patreon version right now.
Okay.
Go to patreon.com/RobertKellyLive.com. We got questions for Karen Feehan and probably some questions for Ronan.
Stick around, it's not over yet. This episode of YKWD is continuing now, exclusively on patreon.com/RobertKelly. See you there.
I want to tell you about a amazing company that me and my wife found. We've been going to New Hampshire for the last 30 years vacationing, and we love it up there. We've been renting, and we've been a guest, and we've always wanted to own, but we couldn't afford it. It was just out of our reach. Until we found Tiny Homes of Maine. This company is amazing. It's a husband and wife. It's a family-owned business, and they make the most amazing tiny homes on the market. They're built to withstand Maine winters, and they look amazing. They're fully customizable, and they have three different sizes. You should check them out. If you're thinking about, you know, having a second home or maybe downsizing or, you know, just having an office, go tiny and go to Tiny Homes of Maine. The company is amazing, and they help you every single step of the way, from finding the right one for you, from making it from the ground up, and to finding about the laws in your area and financing. You couldn't go with a more amazing company and a more amazing family than Tiny Homes of Maine.
Did you like my present I got you?
Yeah, I haven't used it yet. I'm
what is it
this week? It's a traveling water pick.
Yeah. You like it, right?
Yeah.
You haven't used it yet?
Well, no, I because I haven't traveled really.
You should use that.
He hasn't gone down on Bonnie.
You have to use a water pick? What stuff comes out?
No, to get her wet.
All right, listen. Make sure you check out Karen Feehan and Bonnie McFarlane this weekend at Zany's. Very funny show.
Yeah.
And make sure you check out Rich Voss. My Wife Hates Me. And also,
this week, I'll
stop looking at the camera.
I thought there was a.
That's my camera. I look at it.
No, but
so I
thought,
can deliver this.
No,
and
spider,
you fuck me
thought,
up every time. I'm trying to do my thing, and you're like, "Yeah, who's
well,
over there?"
Well, because the plugs used to come on, and I was going to give some dates because I'm in Magoobies this weekend.
There's your camera right there.
In Magoobies this weekend. Then the following weekend with Bobby and Luis Gomez. And then...
don't skim over that. I'm right here.
And then, well, you can use that.
The Bears Den. The Bears Den at the Seneca Casino.
Yes.
15th and 16th.
And then
it is going to be the funniest show with Joe Russell. Funniest show ever. We're going to vlog the whole thing.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great.
Then I had the Comedy Connection in Rhode Island, one of my favorite club owners and clubs.
Yeah, I love Corey.
Yeah, it's great. So I got a lot of shit coming up.
Where are you headlining anywhere soon?
I'm going to be at Roar Comedy Club in Springfield, Massachusetts, May 13th.
Oh, I love that club.
Comedy Hub Houston, April 28th.
That's great. Check her out. Very funny. I want to thank all my fans who
don't you do like an extra time after it?
We just did it.
I
got to read the names. Can you read the names real quick?
Yeah, you read them.
See them.
Right there. She'll make them big for you.
Hold on. Let me get my glasses.
She'll make them big for you.
While you're doing that, I'm going to read my... Hey, I want to thank my new small business tier sponsor, Gunter Law Group. If we've learned anything this past 2 years, it's been to be prepared. Not just in terms of food and water and toilet paper. Also getting legal house in order before it's too late. Look it, nobody has all that money. And will let your loved ones, you know how to distribute your estate after you die. And man, if we've learned anything, you never know when it's coming. Very sad day today. I love you, Sarah. Oh, regardless of the size of the estate, at least you can consider the will and a medical power of attorney or a DNR directive so that your loved ones don't have to decide whether to pull the plug on you during the most painful part of their lives. And at the end of the day, it is one of the most loving things you can do for your loved ones, okay? So make sure you go check it out. If you're anywhere in Texas, contact Kyler at Gunter Law Group for a free 30-minute consultation. Discuss your options with her, or just go to GunterLawGroup.com. Email Kyla, K-Y-L-A, directly at Kyla at GunterLawGroup.com. Just give her a buzz, 682-224-1967, to set up your consultation today. And if you mention YKWD, she'll knock off 25% off of her fee. This is legal advertisement. It's not intended to specific legal advice. There you go. Gunther Law Group. Very cool. Get your will in order. You got a will?
Yeah.
Okay. You got a will?
And away. I think.
What does that mean?
A will,
a will and away.
Where there's a will, there's a way.
I didn't know you were that fast.
I read these.
Go.
I don't have a will. Who's reading? You?
You.
Or me? Well,
I'll read.
You read what he can't. When he starts fumbling, take over.
Okay. Gabby Alicia. Yeah.
Yes.
Donald Land.
Yes.
On his feet all the time. Kyle P. Graves, where Sarah is.
Dude, what the fuck, man?
I'm trying to make it.
That's not funny.
I'm sorry.
She died today. And it's,
oh, today?
Today.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was a while ago. Oh, that's sad. I didn't know that. It's just Kyle P. I didn't know that. Calm down. I didn't know that. That's sad. Oh, that's horrible. I didn't know that today.
Harry Rudder, which kind of sounds like Harry Rudder.
Yeah. James Rothman. Anders. Ugh. Yeah.
Don't help him. Don't help him.
Coors Guard. Who has two A's? Raleigh.
Me.
Raleigh-O.
Raleigh-O.
Riley-O. Richard Frank. Rob Cruz. Tyler M. Bruce DeMars. Elevators Only to Heaven. Matt.
Dude, what the
that
fuck?
That was, I say, heaven. She's in heaven.
Ugh. I don't get you, dude.
Oh.
Just go.
Sam Posnick.
Did you
switch keys?
Did you, what about Matt? You skipped
Matt. Hey, Matt. Okay, big deal. All
right, here you go. Read that one. Under Matt.
Oh, Switzky.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, so, oh, look at that. Prop act. Sam.
You and me.
Sam Posnick.
Yeah.
Leanne Carr.
Yeah.
Matt McAllister.
Yeah.
James Healy.
Yeah.
Greg Allen.
Yeah. There
you
we go.
Passed.
I feel bad for that. I didn't know that happened today.
Yeah, she passed today, man. She, yeah, it's sad.
That's sad.
So awesome.
I wish I wonder if I know her. You I'm sad. And now I'm sad. You made me feel sad.
No, you made yourself feel sad.
And I feel sad.
I'm going to go eat downstairs.
Oh.
I want to come with me?
Yeah.
Or are you going home?
No, I'm going to hang out. I don't get to get out that much in the city.
All right. Ugh. It just made me feel old. I'm just going to go home.
No, don't go home.
I'm going home.
We'll have dessert.
Where are you going?
We'll have cupcakes.
I'm not having cupcakes. I can't eat cupcakes. Where are
my
you going?
Show well,
I,
what?
Yeah, we know.
Put your
well,
teeth
hang
in.
Hang out with you guys.
You going to hang out?
Oh, yeah. We're going home.
Oh, now you're going
to. No, you can hang out with us. I love that coat.
It's cool, right?
It's yeah. Fucking a varsity coat, and you've never played a sport.
I could play a sport. I played soccer, softball.
Oh,
really?
She blew the football team. She earned it.
Listen.
Oh, and I feel horrible about. Oh, I'm going to donate tonight.
Yeah. Okay.
You should.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Oh, wow.
You donate, and Bobby, you don't eat.
And you don't swallow.
Leave her alone.
Why? She fucking makes fat jokes all the time.
It's
she's
mean.
A whore. I eat. I'm a whore of food.
I'm
she's
stupid.
A whore.
And I'm stupid.
Yeah, dumb. Yeah,
I'm not
that's
dumb.
The rules.
You're dumb. He's fat. I'm yeah. A whore.
Yeah. We all make a good living at it. I go
it's
to
really sad. And
how
her family.
You, how much are you going to donate?
$100.
That's oh, boy. Much? That's just the tip of your finger.
Yeah, you make way. You make $20,000 a fucking month.
More? How much are you doing?
You make
I'll
a
match,
lot of money.
I'll match you.
Yeah. What am I donating?
Yeah.
I'm going to send her family 5 CDs.
Oh, my God. Merch? You're sending her fucking merch. Yeah. What are you going to donate, Bobby?
I'm going to probably do.
I'll do 100.
I always do 100.
He's got, look, he's wearing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, they're trying to get to 10.
10,000?
Yeah. Now, who, why, how did the stand do this? How did they?
Maybe
they
know, I don't know. But
two words, Paul Italian.
Yeah. Why did she go to the stand? I don't know if I met
she
her.
She lives in Chicago.
Yeah. She had to be
but
at our
she
big.
Would fly
she had
in.
To be at our big show when we did Chicago, right?
I'm gonna give a few hundred. So
when we did Creeps, she had to be there.
She was there at a lot of them. Yeah, she's been to a lot of your shows. She's been to a ton of my shows. She's been to the JOP party a lot.
Her friends and family loved her. And they were in Chicago. They would buy tickets to mine and Bonnie's show to show their support.
It is sad.
For what?
For her spirit. And laugh with us because she no longer can.
I make jokes because I don't know how to handle.
I can't be around you two.
I don't know how to handle.
Bonnie has rubbed off too much on her. Okay, she's
Does that get you hot?
She's hanging out with Bonnie.
Bonnie,
you're
rubbing on me?
What's that?
it's
her giggle gets you soft. Her giggle's an extra pill. No, here's the thing. I don't know how to handle stuff like that, so I try to make jokes. But deep down, I feel bad. Like, I always try to put a mask on, and I'm sorry if I offended anybody over this. And it's, you know what I mean? I didn't cry when my mom died until, like, a couple weeks ago.
What? When did your mom die? A while ago.
Like 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, and you just let it. You but just it, then let it I laid in bed. Now, yeah.
Yeah, it just, I try to cover with humor, but it is sad. And
you're
Thor
so
family,
tough. Everybody's always saying how tough and you know, never sensitive, like never gets to him, like always just a thick, hard shell of a man.
She looks like a pointer.
A what?
A pointer?
Like what? A dog, one of those pointers, or Great Dane, you know, with the little pointer.
So I'm great.
You are great.
You're saying I'm great.
You're my favorite. You're my favorite.
I don't. He failed.
I failed on that one.
He failed.
I couldn't put it together.
He tried to call you a dog. Didn't know what dog it was. Said pointer like pointer. A poinsettia.
No, but
like
it's
that.
Not. It's the
He's
one.
The wrong dog.
Yeah,
it's the wrong dog. Yeah, but she's
you meant
a beetle.
Like you meant like a
greyhound.
Shih Tzu.
Like an Irish pointer.
The head of a greyhound.
Maybe? Yeah, she looks like a silky terrier.
She's very lovely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Karen.
Purebred.
I like her.
She's funny. She's fun.
You say that word love too much. I love this.
I like her a lot.
He's dying.
Yeah. I like
her. Everybody loves everybody on their way out.
I mean, I hate her jacket stinks.
I love her jacket. Are you kidding
me? Fucking blows.
Are you kidding me? That's the kind of jacket you get if you were like on the wrestling team or
I don't like her fucking Z Cavaricci.
Were you going to a sock hop after this?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go to the soda jerk first.
Would you blow a guy in a DeLorean?
I would.
What the fuck? You thought mine was bad. What?
That was a good one. That was a fucking Back to the Future.
Very
joke.
Specific. Oh,
thank you. That I was a great it. One. I didn't just call her. You look like a stinger.
You look like a pointer stinging bitch of a dog. Oh my God, that's a lot of. Oh my God, did you hear that?
What'd he do?
He just farted so loud.
Oh, we gotta end the show.
I don't believe you. I felt the current. It was a jet stream.
I want to thank you for coming on. It was good hanging with you.
Oh, again. Thanks for having me, always.
I'll see you next time. And thanks for taking over the other night for co-host, hosting the show. You rocked it.
I did all right.
Everybody loved you. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
It was the most popular show this year.
I don't know.
I swear to God.
I don't know.
I'm kidding. It wasn't.
I don't
it
think
did
so.
Very bad. We got like 3,000. We'll see you guys next week on You Know What, Dude.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.